Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time for the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. And of course, Tom is the editor of ETF Trends, which is etftrends.com or on Twitter at ETF Trends. He is also the president of Global Trend Asset Management. And if you want to follow him directly on Twitter, he's at Tom Lydon. He joins us each week at this time to talk about something that's worth looking at in the ETF world. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Wisdom Tree United Kingdom Hedged Equity Fund, ticker DXPS.
The Wisdom Tree, United Kingdom Hedged Equity Fund, ticker symbol DXPS. Okay, so this is a new fund, and this is a twist on a fund that's been in the news, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, Chuck, you and I have a lot of fun with these calls because the ETF business gets more and more exciting. The WisdomTree Japan Hedged Equity ETF, ticker DXJ, has gotten a lot of news in the last year as the Bank of Japan has taken an aggressive stance on quantitative easing. And what's happened is the yen has depreciated tremendously. And on the contrary, the Nikkei has gone up very well, too. What this ETF did is going in hedged or shorted the yen while they were long the Nikkei and made it on both fronts. With this new ETF that they've launched, the same approach as they're taking in Japan, they're utilizing in the UK, where you're seeing the UK Central Bank provide unexpected forward guidance as far as interest rates and the fact that they will remain low for an extended period of time. The pound sterling has also depreciated over 7% year-to-date versus the dollar, and many feel that that trend will continue. So if we start to see further decline in the pound and a recovery in the UK market, hopefully we could have similar results. But again, as you point out, this is a very new ETF.
The other side of this is, do you want to have this kind of exposure? Whether it's the United Kingdom Hedged Equity Fund, which, as we said, is DXPS, it's the ETF of the week, or the Japan Equity Hedged ETF. The question for a lot of folks would be, do I want to get that country specific? You know, for a long time in the traditional mutual fund space, if you had mutual fund experts and said, hey, what kind of funds should people never own? They would say, don't own single country funds. So what kind of a role does this play? Why do you want to go with the United Kingdom Hedged Equity Fund if you may or may not want to be saying, let's go play Europe? I mean, how does somebody figure out where this fits in a strategy?
You're right, Chuck. This is not for every investor. What we wanted to do here is use this as an example of how the next stage of the ETF business is really getting pretty creative. As you point out, there are not just diversified global ETFs, but also country-specific. And this is not only just a country-specific, but it also hedges against the local currency. For the average investor, they may not even have the time to really understand it and have a strategy to follow that over time. Because we may see the UK stock market do very well in the next few years, but their local currency may work against them in this play. So there's a lot to it. I think the point that I wanted to bring up is, as you're looking to further diversify your portfolio, and if you are somewhat as a sophisticated investor, here's an opportunity where you're not only having or playing the rebound in the UK, which as our global economies improve, That probably will happen in the next 3 to 5 years, but the currency play now becomes more of a factor as well. And the folks at WisdomTree have done a pretty good job over the years allocating from a currency standpoint. And if you're not necessarily great about hedging your international positions to the local currency, here's an option for you.
What kind of percentage of a portfolio does somebody who's looking at this use it for? And what's their now it's time to get out of it sell methodology that they should have going in?
Well, right. And first and foremost, you have to be sophisticated and you have to understand what's going on. And if you're not going to put any time into it, run away. Don't even consider it. On the other hand, if you are somewhat sophisticated, you'd spend time in your portfolio or have an advisor who you can strategize with. As far as a percentage of your global equity allocation, this could be 5%. And this could be something that you could hold for 3 to 5 years and I think be rewarded handsomely.
Okay, and what's the sell discipline on it?
I think, again, you watch the 200-day average. The issue here is we don't have a 200-day average because this ETF is so new.
I was going to say, right now it hasn't been around for 200 days to establish a 200-day moving average.
Yeah, and you and I, Chuck, are spending a little bit more time in the past few shows talking about the different types of ETFs and the creative ways that people are looking at indexing and strategies. And this is not necessarily meant to be a recommendation, but more of an example of the great ways that some of these ETF providers are creating package strategies for investors today. And if you've got the time to look at them, hopefully you'll be paid off down the road.
That's right. If you can think of it, they're probably making an ETF about it. And some of those ETFs will be the ETF of the week, like WisdomTree United Kingdom Hedged Equity Fund. The ticker symbol, DXPS. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management and the editor of ETF Trends. For more information, it's ETFTrends.com or on Twitter at ETFTrends at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on MoneyLife.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's much more to go on the Thursday, July the 18th edition of MoneyLife. Stick around. We'll be right back with the big interview.